那小朋友们实在是觉得他们很开心的哦。
When we see the children, we find out that they are really happy.
因为他们所思考的通常就是他们周遭的环境。
What they're thinking is usually the environment around them.
他们的朋友。
Their friends.
但是只要是人，只要一过了孩童的时期。
But once a person, once you pass the childhood time,
就会产生一些变化。
Will some change?
我们就会发现，我们人就开始思虑未来的事情。
Then man, we will find out ourselves that we will worry about the future.
而且我们这个思虑就开始霸占我们主要的心思意念。
And this thinking will be occupy our thought and our mind.
不是吗
？Is it true?
因为当我们人被造的时候
，Because when we are made, when we created.
神实际上造所有的动物跟造人是完全不一样的。
Because when God created human and all the animals quite different.
当我们被造的时候，神特别将一个非常奇妙的东西放在我们的生命里面。
When we created, God created put something really wonderful in us.
他把一个能够思想永恒的机能赐给了人类。
He gave an ability to think about the future and the eternity in our heart.
这个跟其他所有的生物都不一样。
This is different from other living animal.
其他的生物只要对他们当下所面对的环境跟季节有所反应就好了。
The other animals just have to respond to the current condition they're facing.
他们要不然就是应变，能够求生存。
We basically adjust to life to be survived at that moment.
要不然就尽情的享受玩耍。
Or they would just enjoy their life at that moment.
但是人会顾虑到未来。
But man, human, worry about the future.
我们也会为未来编织美梦。
We will weaving a dream about the future.
我们会想到我们将来的学业、我们的工作、我们的婚姻、我们的孩子。
We think about our career, our family, our marriage, and our children.
我们也想到我们的健康。
We think about our health.
我们不单想到自己的健康，我们也想到亲人的健康。
We not only think about our health, but our relatives' health.
我的钱够吗？
Do I have enough money?
如果我现在生病了，如果我现在身体上有一些疼痛，会多久呢？
Well, if I have an illness now, or you have something terminal, how long would I live?
我能够撑，还能撑到几年？
How long I can last?
然后如果我能够撑到退休，我要如何退休呢？
If I can able to last until I can retire, then am I going to be retired?
只有人会想到自己将要怎么死。
Only man can think about he will facing death.
那死以后怎么办
？What happened after death？
所以我们不单单想到自己死，我们还想到我死以后我所亲爱的家人怎么办
？Not only human man is think about death, but what will happen to the family after his death？
所以当我们这样想的时候，我们一想到未来，我们就发现一件事情。
But once we think about the future, we find out one thing.
我们就发现我们自己是非常非常的有限的。
We find out we are quite limited.
而且当我们年纪渐长，长越大的时候，这种感受就越深。
As we get older, this feeling is getting more and more.
我们发现现在就有太多的事情我们没办法掌控，更何况未来。
You find out that even at present time, we cannot control a lot of things. And how about we facing tomorrow?
我们现在连甚至连自己的身体都没办法掌控。
Even nowadays, we cannot even take care of our own body, cannot control it.
因为我们很怕。
Because we're afraid.
因为我们因着失控，我们曾经经历到许多的痛苦。
Because we're facing a lot of the misery and suffering.
我们就想到将来我们继续失控的话，这些痛苦会不会再回来，或者更严重
？Then we think, when we're in the future, with this suffering and misery will come to me.
这种惧怕就带来忧虑。
This kind of fear would bring on worries.
很可怕的是，这种忧虑它本身就像一个活跃的爬藤，它一旦生根之后，就会迅速的成长。
This kind of worry is like a living vine. Once you deep rooted, it will keep on growing.
它会蔓延， 然后抓住我们生命的每一个部分。
It will grow up and then will entice our every part of our lives.
渐渐主导掌握我们的自己的一个个性。
Because as time comes, become a part of our character.
当我掌握我们个性的时候，我们开始我们的思维都是觉得，哎，万一这样子怎么办？哎，万一那样子怎么办？哎呀，这样不行啊！万一这样我就惨了。
So this become our character, personality. They will keep on asking, "What if this has happened? What if that will happen?"
结果我们再也看不到那万分之九千九百九十九的美好。
That so that in such a point that we cannot see the goodness in 99.999% of the time.
甚至我们想去拒绝它。
Sometimes we even not accept it, refuse to see it.
实际上，人心对未来的忧虑，很多时候都源于一种以偏概全的思念在我们心中。
The thing is that this is become a negative thought in us.
然后我们不断的去加深它，去肯定它。
This kind of negative thought it become a we cultivate it and even build up on it.
甚至为自己的负面思想去辩护。
Sometimes even we defend it, this negative thought.
大家都有负面思想过，大家有没有知道自己过去当中曾经为自己负面思想去辩护啊？
Do you remember that all of us have defense our negative things in our lives? So a lot of time we do defense the negative aspect of our life.
我们为什么去辩护它呢？
Why we have to defense it?
因为这个负面思想已经成为我们的人格的一部分了。
Because this kind of a negative attitude become a part of us.
这个使悲观成为我们人生活当中的一部分了。
That's pessimistic thought, it become a part of our lives.
所以我们一旦有这样子悲观的一个态度的时候，我们所到之处就会散发出一种负面的气氛。
This pessimistic point of view will become a part of us, and then wherever we go, we will spread this kind of feeling or atmosphere to other people.
在今天资讯爆炸的时代
，In this area of information explosion,
人类学家、社会学家、科学家都已经印证一件事情。
A lot of scientific psychologists and or scientists say this, believe in this.
他说第一，忧虑，我们心情所忧虑的东西，大概通常都不会成真的。
A lot of time they confirm is a lot of time with what we worry is most of the time doesn't become real.
然后继续发现，忧虑会带给我们的身体、生活以及我们社交、家庭极大负面的影响。
And this kind of fear or anxiety and worry will create a lot more negativity toward our social life and the family.
大家都知道这件事吗？
Everybody know about this.
其实现在社会大家都知道这件事情。
But most of us know about in this society now.
哎，奇怪的是，大家都知道，但是忧郁症的状况。跟严重性继续在这扩大加深。
Even you know about, but however, the depression and anxiety is keep on going up.
越来越多的人得忧郁症。
More and more people having a depression.
怎么会这样子呢
？Why?
因为这些信息只是消极的告诉我们忧虑负面的一个后果而已。
This because this kind of information just tells us the negative result of this anxiety or worries.
却没有告诉我们可以不忧郁的原因跟解药。
But yet didn't tell us what can we do about this fear and this anxiety. What's the solution for it?
结果这一种知识反而徒增更多的忧虑，你相信吗
？So this kind of information actually create more worries.
因为这个知识告诉我们说不要忧虑。
Because this tell us not to worry.
对身体不好。
It's not good for your body.
对家庭不好。
Not good for your family.
对我们社交都不好。
Not good your social life.
所以现在除了我们普通要忧虑的事情之外，还多加一个忧虑，就是我不能忧虑。
Is that not only does it tell you not to worry, but it keep on morning keep on telling you that you are worried too much nowadays.
就变双重的忧虑。
It's two type of worry.
We 当中我们自己都有的时候，我们想做好心人。
lot of time we would like to be a good person.
我们经常安慰别人说，哎呀，不要担心了，船到桥头自然直。
A lot of time we tell the people person that, oh, don't worry, like a boat, when it's dark, everything is straightened out.
我们想安慰这些在忧郁当中的人。
We would like to comfort these people who is in the midst of worries.
但是当讲的人他自己本身没有足够的人生经验。
However, the person who's talk about it did not have any life experience.
或者经历别人正在经历的难处的时候。
Or never been experienced whatever other people experienced before.
这种话，你觉得是对别人有疏解的作用，还是增加更大的压力？
Do you believe this will relieve them, or versus causing more worry for them?
有的时候，当事人不但要面对他自己现在所处的困境。
Not only that, that person at that moment have to facing what they have to worry about.
他现在还要处理你跟他讲的话。
I have to take care of whatever you say to them.
结果安慰反而成为一个反效果。
Kind of comfort become an opposite, make them more worry.
这是因为受安慰的人他还是不知道不要担心的根据在哪里。你叫我不要担心，但是你叫我不要担心的根据在哪里？
Because
能力在哪里
？The person is tell not to worry, but however the person here.Does not have any real fact how to not to worry.
我们必须要回到圣经当中。
We have to go back to our Bible.
看创造万有、道成肉身的耶稣在这一方面如何教导我们。
Look at Jesus Christ who created the whole universe and who become flesh.
我现在就请我的翻译先念马太福音第六章二十五节到三十四节。
We're going to read in Matthew chapter 6, 25 to 34. We'll be in English. It will be behind you on your bulletin. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. It is not your life more than food, and the body more than clothes. Look at the bird of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns.And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not such more valuable than they? Can any one of you by worry add a single hour to your lives? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. That is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown away in the fire. Will He not much more clothe you, your little faith? So do not worry, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagan run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.And all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
我很快地把中文的这一节经文一起念一下。所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓库。你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎样长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这一朵花呢。你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这些都是外邦人所求的。你们所需用的这一切东西，你们天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了，所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。当一个讲员的好处就是我可以选择讲到为自己 给自己听。
One good thing about being a speaker is that I can talk about it, and then also I'm the also the person who listen to it.
我发现我必须要用神的话来让我知道神怎么样解决忧虑的问题。
I would like to use how to use God's word to resolve my worries.
在马太福音第六章第二十五节，耶稣劈头就说：“所以你们不要为生活忧虑。”
In chapter 6 is the first opening word is that therefore do not worry.
在这边有一个非常重要的词，就是所以，它是一个关键的连接词。
This is a really special word, connecting word called that's worry.
所以它前面到底是说了什么？所以我们可以不用忧虑呢？
This special conjunction talk about not worry. So what did he Jesus talk about before? It is not to worry about.
所以这边有所以，那前面一定有一个因为咯。
So therefore, must be there's a reason before that.
这边说因为。你们在没有祈求以前，你们所需用的，你们的父已经知道了。这是在前面第八节所讲的。
Because it's actually way back in the first, in the early on chapter 8, it says, "Do not be like them." I'm sorry. Do not be like them, for your Father knows your need before you ask them. Ask him.
所以耶稣在这边说，你们还没有祈求的时候，你父已经知道了。之后耶稣又花了几节的经文讲到神儿女的需要，神不但都知道，而且是老早在还没有求之前他就知道。
So actually Jesus using a couple of many passages talk about that God already know our need. Not only need, when even before we ask for it, he knows our needs and know what to do with.
那如果神老早知道，那又怎么样呢？
So God already knows. So what?
这边告诉我们。
Here he say.
耶稣说，因为他老早知道，所以我现在要你们做一个动作，就是你们看。
So because he already knows, so first thing I would like to you to do one action is look.
耶稣说：“现在不要再看你的问题，我要你看其他地方。”
He's saying, Jesus said to us is that do not only don't look at your problem right now, look at other things.
你要转移注意力，第一个你先抬头看。
Change our focus. The first thing we have to look at is look at heaven.
然后往地上看。
Then look down on the earth.
去了解当神创造了万物之后，他是怎么样对待他所创造的所有的生物。
So that understanding that when God created everything on this earth, on this world, and how He take care of them.
神照顾天上飞鸟，照顾地上的花朵。
The God take care the bird on the sky and also the flower on the field.
他要我们认清一件事情。
He want us to understand one thing.
如果我们家有养宠物的话
we at home we have an animal as a pet at home.
如果我们记得为我们的宠物洗澡，为我们宠物吃东西的话
，Do you remember that you have we have to remember how to take care of them, like giving a bath and feed them？
我们会不会忘记我们的小孩也要吃东西啊
？Do we then we forget about feeding our kid？
然后，如果我们为家里剪草，然后浇花，处理家里的花草，去照顾这些的话，我们如果有这样的能力的话
，If we can able to take care of the grass and then and a backyard。And all the flowers.
如果我们有这样能力，我的孩子会不会没有衣服穿呢？
With our ability to take care of the field, the grass, then would our children would have no clothing at all?
耶稣在说
Jesus saying this.
如果我们都懂，更何况天上的天父呢？
If we understand all this, what about God? God would definitely
take care of us. 最主要的一点，耶稣要强调的
The first and most important thing is that Jesus have to emphasize.
我们要了解天父的个性
We have to understand the our nature of our Heavenly Father.
以及我们跟他的关系
And also our relationship with him.
那我们不用的忧虑的根据在哪里呢
So the reason not to worry, what's the evidence?
非常非常的简单
It's really important, it's really simple.
就是天父神是我们爸爸
Is a Heavenly Father is our Abba Father.
就是那么简单。
This is that simple.
请你跟左右旁边说，神是我爸爸，也是你爸爸。
Say to one another, say God is our Father, And God is your father. God is my father. God is your father.
神是你爸爸，神是我爸爸。
God is your father. God is my father.
我们可以不为明天忧虑的真正原因，就是神是我爸爸。
The real reason we don't have to worry about tomorrow because God is our heavenly father.
不单是爸爸，而且是爱我跟有能力的爸爸。
Not only that, because He is love us and He is almighty.
就是这么简单。
That's simple.
耶稣对我们的理智和情感解释了，说我们为什么可以不为明天忧虑了。
God speaks, Jesus speaks to us in our psyche and also our reasoning mind that we should not be worried. Why we should not be worried?
但是耶稣知道这还是一个消极的处方。
However, Jesus said this is a passive way to do it.
对于我们许多软弱的人来说，我们还是无法体会这个真理里面的一个宝贵跟震撼力。
So to all of us who are weak, we cannot appreciate this kind of a truth.
于是耶稣接下来给我们三个正面胜过忧虑的秘诀。
So God gave us three secrets how to overcome worries.
是有行动，是积极的。
This is had an action, and then it's past positive.
我们在这边在座很多姊妹是在美国生小孩的啊。
A lot of us is in here, sister here, born, have a child here in the United States.
生小孩痛不痛啊？
Is it hard to have children when you're giving birth?
没有反应，看起来都不痛啊。
No response, that means no pain at all.
跟到沃尔玛去订个小孩就来一样，不痛啊。
It's like you're ordering a child from Walmart.
啊，痛啊。
Of course it hurt.
你怎么面对痛啊？
So how are you going to facing the pain?
哎，现在美国医院他教你一种呼吸术叫 Lamaze 啊。
So before you give childbirth, there's a class called Lamaze.
他说我现在给你一个行动，你去做。
I'll give you an action right now. You just do it.
你可以减轻很多的疼痛。So、
you will take care a lot of pain.
现在耶稣说，你现在我给你一个。给你几个动作，你要去做。
Just like that, I give you a couple of action. You have to just do it like that.
使你可以正面的迎击你现在所面对的困境。
So that you can face to face with your current difficulty.
那耶稣说什么呢
？What did Jesus say?
耶稣说要先求。
Jesus said that, however, seek first.
耶稣说要先求就是秘诀。
This is the, however, seek first is the secret way to overcome worry.
好，现在要先求什么东西？
Well, what we have to seek, what kind of stuff we have to seek?
耶稣说，先要求神的国和神的义。
First, you have to seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
什么叫神的国？
So, what is God's kingdom?
神的国就是神掌权的一个状况。
So God's kingdom is a condition when God is in charge.
就是人事物在神的旨意和他在他的原则底下进行，就是神的国。
So that is when we live according to His will, His control.
而且人是尊神为首位的一个生活形态。
So when we put God first in our lives.
那什么叫神的义呢？
So what is God's righteousness?
神的义就是神的圣洁和公义，他的公平，他的法则。
Is God's holiness and His justice?
后来保罗就告诉我们，更解释给我们听，实际上神的义就是指十字架。
And Paul later on explained to us, God's righteousness is actually the cross.
神的义也就是耶稣他自己。
God's righteousness is actually Jesus Christ Himself.
好，我们现在再回到这节经文，他说要先求神的国和神的义。
First, we go back to this sentence to say, first ask for His righteousness, His kingdom, and His righteousness.
中文圣经把它“求”这个字在中文圣经里面实际上漏翻了一个字。
In Chinese translation, the word seek actually missing a one word in there.
更准确的来说，这边的经文应该是要先寻求神的国和神的义。
Actually, it's not ask; it's actually seeking God's kingdom and God's righteousness.
这边所谓的要求或祈求，并不是这个字的一个主要的含义。
This is not something like a request or a pray about it. It's not the main idea.
而主要的含义是寻找跟追求的意思。
Is the main idea is seeking and pursuing this.
所以祈求是次要的意思。
So pray about it, wanting, requesting it is a secondary meaning.
也就是说，当我们对未来有忧心、忧虑、担心，有极大的需求的一个状况底下。
It's actually it's during the time when we have a lot of anxiety and worry.
不是先去设法解决现在眼前所面对一个困难跟问题。
It's not to how to think about how to resolve the current difficulty or problem.
而是我们要先去找神的国。
But rather, the first we have to seek God's kingdom.
和神的义。
And His righteousness.
我不知道大家有没有找东西的经验，我经常发生在我身上。
I'm not so sure you have an experience in looking for stuff.
啊，尤其找钥匙。
Especially
我最怕找钥匙。
When you lost something, you have to look for it, like especially looking for keys.
我发现找东西的时候，每次都带给我很多的惊喜。
A lot of time when I've this kind of experience, a lot of time give me a lot of surprise.
因为每次找东西的时候，我要找的东西找不到，以前想找的东西全部都跑出来了。
So when I try to look for stuff, that the stuff I want to look for, I wouldn't find. But the stuff that in the old past, many old days, I want to try to look for it, it come out when I'm.
而且当我在找东西的时候，以天天经过的一些环境那些图片，当我去找东西的时候，全部都看起来突然都不一样了。
So the picture when I try to look for stuff, all the scenery, the things that I saw is different.
因为我现在去看东西的眼光、个角度跟目标重心都不一样。
Because at that point, a moment when I seek for something, the focus, the what I pay attention is totally different.
我开始用不同的角度去看。看看每一样东西，我不知道钥匙藏在这后面还是在那个角度。
So I'm using different kind of a way to look at different things in a different area. Is it up and down? Look for the things I lost.
有一次我掉了一个钥匙，我怎么找都找不到。
One time I lost a key. I couldn't. Doesn't matter how I look for it, I couldn't find it.
我在桌上找不到，在地上也找不到。
I look for on the desk. I look for on the floor.
后来发现是挂在我这个衣服上面，其中一个衣服上。
And find out that I is actually in hook on my clothing.
怎么会这样子
？How can it be？
因为我裤子破个洞，我钥匙放在裤子里面。
Because I was my pants had a hole. I put my key on a pocket.
结果我经过另一个衣服的时候，那个衣服就勾住这个钥匙了。
So when I pass by the other clothing just hook on this key.
哇，这一辈子也找不到。你想钥匙不是在地上就在桌上，你怎么找到
？How can you find it? The whole life you can find it. Unbelief is next to a piece of clothing.
但是我实在找不到的时候，我就开始看每一个不同的角落了。
So because I couldn't find it, so therefore I look in different way, different perspective to find this my lost idol.
这个就是寻找。
This is seeking.
耶稣说，你现在要先寻找神的国。
Jesus said that first you have to seek His kingdom.
使我们反思现在所面对的难处里面有没有隐藏着神国度运作的一个痕迹在里面。
So what we have to say is that in our current situation or difficulty, does it have any signs of God's kingdom?
我们要寻找神的义。
We had to seek His righteousness.
这让我们思考现在的环境有没有能够彰显神义的一个潜能跟机会。
So that means that when we in our predicament, what we had to face, do we see the potential of manifestation of God's righteousness in it?
耶稣在这边说，当我们面对未来的忧虑和痛苦难耐的时候。
When we worry about the future and unable the ability to do anything about it,
我们要把自己的价值观跟眼光重新定位。
We have to change our focus and our value system.
把个人的需求提升到国度的眼界。
We have changed our what personal need and change it to the point of view of the heavenly realm.
神就以国度级的供应回应你。
God will give His supply from the heaven.
在耶稣的时代，耶稣面对男女老少上万名的民众跟随他在旷野。
In Matthew, it says that this episode that Jesus was followed by 5,000 people, more than 5,000 people in a wilderness.
在那一天，好多人来跟随耶稣，里面包括女的、男的，加起来的上万。
And at that point, is there's almost 10,000 people following Jesus, including old, young, and women and men.
而他们是在旷野里面。
They are in the wilderness.
于是耶稣的门徒就跟耶稣说：“老师啊，天色不早了。”
So the disciples tell Jesus, say, Rabbi, the time is getting late now.
让我们赶快打发这些人回家吃饭吧。
Let's send these people home so they can have something to eat.
我们这边所有的食物也不过是五块饼、两条鱼而已。
All we had right now is just five loaves of bread and two fish.
我们自己吃都不够呢，更何况他们呢
？We could not even have enough. What about we cannot even feed them?
耶稣说不。
Jesus said no.
现在就是追求神国度彰显的时候。
Now is this the time to manifest God's kingdom?
你们现在要去寻求神的方法。
Now you are seeking God's way.
不是看你们个人的所需跟你们自己面对的压力。
And it's not emphasized on your need and your pressure at that point.
当你们懂得去寻求，在这个寻求的过程当中，神就会降下供应。
When you know how to seeking in this process, God will give His provision.
然后他赐下的供应会超乎你们所求所想。
And His provision will out of your mind.
结果门徒就改变了态度。
In the end of it, the disciple changed their attitude.
所以他们从个人的眼界提升到神的国度了。
They changed their point of view become the point of view from God, from heaven.
结果带出来的回报是什么？
So what's the result?
上万倍的回报。
This is a 10,000 result, more than 10,000.
最后等所有人吃饱之后，他们还剩下12篮。
So at the end of it, everybody got fed and then still remained 12 baskets of food.
结果他们满足了国度的需要，也满足了自己的需要。
They satisfy the kingdom of God and also satisfy themselves.
今天同样的教会也要有国度的眼界。
So same way that we have a view of scope, a perspective of a heaven.
不是单顾我们自己教会服事的果效。
Church has to not only have a point of serving our own church, ourselves.
担心我们自己的人数有多少
？Is not worried about how many people we have in the church.
而是整个国度的一个益处。
Is it a whole kingdom of God, the benefit of a whole kingdom of God?
安提亚教会在新约时代，他就看到一个国度的一个需要。
Antioch is a church that see God the need of God's kingdom.
结果他们就把他们教会最好的两个传道人保罗跟巴拿巴差遣出去。
At the end of it, they sent the two best person in the church to send them out. They are Paul and Barnabas.
他们不是考虑说自己的讲台没有讲员怎么办？
They don't think about what will happen. There's no speaker.
也许他们主日学也需要老师。
They maybe they need a Sunday school teacher.
哎呀，很多会员也需要牧师的照顾。
A lot of members require the visitation from the pastor.
但是他们看到是国度的需要。
But they see the need of the whole kingdom.
结果这个教会就成为众教会无数众教会的榜样，
so、
一直到如今。
So until I become the example of all the churches and for almost 2,000 years.
他成为众教会的一个榜样，他带出的影响力和祝福远远超过他们自己当时所求所想。
They bring out the effectiveness and the effect was and the blessing they bring out was more than they are able to do at that time.
耶稣说我们不单要求神的国，还要求神的义。
Jesus said that not only that we have to seek God's kingdom, but also seek His righteousness.
保罗跟摩西在蒙召之前，他们也寻求神的国。
Paul and Moses also seek before they realize they were also seeking God's kingdom.
但是他们依靠的乃是自己的义。
But they are seeking their own righteousness.
他们没有照神的义。
They not following God's righteousness.
结果把他们自己的人生和家人搞得乱七八糟。
So at the end of it, it messed up the whole picture, whole thing, including the family.
我们要寻找神的义。
We have to seek God's righteousness.
我们要看见十字架在我们生命当中的表现。
We have to look at it, the cross is how they manifest in our lives.
也因着这种寻求、这种寻找的过程当中，使我们被提醒。
So in for this seeking, we will be reminded.
我们到底是属于哪一个国度的
？We will ask ourselves which kingdom we belong to.
是美国吗
？Is it belong to America?
是中国吗
？Is it China?
是台湾吗
？Is Taiwan?
是公司吗
？Is a country? Is your company?
让我们反省。
Now let us reflect.
我现在是为什么我会忧虑
？We will reflect why we are worried right now.
我为什么会担心
？Why we anxious?
这个里面有没有神要给我的功课
？In the midst of this process, is there homework given by God?
如果这个功课当中有十字架
，If this homework has to cross,
那我们就要去迎上它。
We should welcome it.
因为这个就是神的意在我们生命当中的一个彰显。
Because this is the beginning of the manifestation of God's righteousness in our lives.
至于后续的需要，我们就交给神了。
Whatever we need, we leave it up to God.
第二个重要的观念是先。
The second action and concept is first.
说我们要先求。
So it's a first seek.
先不是指后面的东西不重要。
First doesn't mean that whatever comes later is not important.
而是说先的那个东西更重要。
It's that the one come first is the more important.
就好像有一个非常梦幻的婚礼，很重要，没有错。
So it's like a dream, wonderful wedding.
但是我们先要考虑你有一个好的对象再说吧。
It's not like it's a wedding of your dream, but first you have to think about who you're going to be married to.
那才是重要的嘛！你先有个慎重的选择，你将来要共度一生的配偶再说嘛。
First of all, you have to find a spouse first who be the correct white one. That's more important.
你不能为了有婚礼而结婚嘛
？It's not because you want a wedding, therefore you get married.
所以耶稣说，你要先定睛在重要的事情上面。
So Jesus said that first, you have to focus your eye into something more important first.
在旧约当中有描述过有一个犹太平民小女子。
In the Old Testament, they talk about a woman.
她的名字叫以斯帖。
Her name is Esther.
当时的波斯王官经过由他的官员。去甄选这个所有地区美貌的少女，让他们甄选入宫。
At that time, is the king of Persia, and then they will get a lot of beautiful women into the palace to be chosen by the king.
为什么要甄选呢？因为皇帝想要娶一个妃子，想要娶个皇后，
because,
所以他们就甄选。结果以斯帖就被选中了。
Because the king want to have a queen.And therefore, at the end of it, all of those ladies, Esther become the chosen one.
哇，最后被选为皇后，哇！乍看之下，这是喜事一桩，不是吗？
At that point, at the end of it, Esther become a queen is a good thing.
大家如果有点时间，大家看过《甄嬛传》没有？
《甄嬛传》I don't know.
你一个平民女子现在跑到宫里面一下身为皇后，这个日子好过不好过？
So if you are a poor farmer's girl and then once you go become a queen in a palace, is a good thing or not?
这实际上是让她非常震惊的事情。
Actually, this has frightened her a lot.
特别是原来在她之前这个王是有一个皇后的，没有错的。
But actually, that's There's actually a previous queen before her, before the Esther.
但是这个皇后因为有一次在皇帝的 party 上面让皇帝丢了脸了，失了面子，就被打入冷宫了，被罢免了。
So what happened is that this previous queen was not giving enough faces to the king, and at the end of it, the queen was being expelled from the palace.
现在你变成皇后。你觉得日子好过吗
？So now you become queen, do you think you have a good days ahead of you?
而且不单单如此，以斯帖 不单是一个平民，她还是一个外族人。
Not only that, Esther is a poor person, woman, but also is a foreigner.
所以在现在跑到皇宫里面，跑到皇帝旁边，就是伴君如伴虎。
Now come when the poor persons and also foreigner come to the king palace, is like living with a tiger next to you.
哇，这个时候跑到君王旁边，这个比我们到新公司上班还要不知道恐惧多少倍。
This is worse than when we go to a new company to work for.
所以我想他的脑海里面只想要谨慎的如何与皇帝培养好的关系。
So in her mind is that how to figure out how to have a good relationship with the king.
使自己安稳，能够保命就好了。
So keep herself safe, and then so that she won't be banned from the palace.
结果入宫不久。
Then not long before after she entered the royal,
皇帝听了小人的谗言
royal palace, and the king hears some bad rumor.
突然他决定下一个决定要消灭杀尽所有的犹太人
And he gave order to kill all the Hebrews.
这个时候以斯帖的叔叔赶进入宫跟以斯帖说
At that moment, Mordecai come to the palace and talked to,Spoke to the Esther.
焉知你得了王后的位分，不就是为现在的机会吗
？And do you know that when you come become a queen is for this situation?
他的叔叔是跟他说：“你不要认为你自己的，你不要为你现在要保有你自己皇后的地位而担心挂虑。”
His uncle Mordecai saying that don't even.Worry about your current situation as a queen right now.
要首先想到神的国。
You have to first think about God's kingdom.
你现在要出面。
Then you have to stand up.
设法用神给你的身份使犹太人免于患难。
You're using your present situation position so that you can help the Israelites to of this critical junction.
这对小女子以斯帖。多大的挑战
This is a great challenge for a little woman, a girl like Esther.
但是也经由这个过程，她被唤醒了。
However, through this process, she's awakened.
她找到自己的人生目的和优先次序了。
He finds his purpose is life and what comes first in her life.
结果她就勇敢地出面拯救了整个犹太民族。
At the end of it, he stands up and saves all the Israelite.
我们今天也不是一样吗
Is this like today's nowadays?
神给我们身体
God gave us a body.
给我们工作
Work.
家庭
Family.
孩子
Children.
有社会有不同的需求我们有某一层面的一个地位跟影响力
You know, our certain social position, our influence in this, among us.
但是所有的这一切乃是有一个更高的目的的
But this is a high purpose for all this.
但是我们往往被这些我们现在拥有次要的恩典所产生的忧虑，蒙蔽了我们对国度性使命的一个看见。
But however, we've been having all those anxiety, all the worry, so that we can see the need of the kingdom of God.
先求神的国，先在这里，还有另一个意思，就是次序先后的意思。
Order first is there's one meaning, but there's also a talk about the order of things.
在一个非常繁忙、非常快速的高速公路上面
，in the road is a highway, in the high speed highway.
你一定要等绿灯，你才能过吧
？In order to drive through the highway, you have to wait for the green light.
当我们修电路的时候，尤其高压电的时候
，when we are doing electric work, especially high voltage.
你先把电源关掉，你再修吧。
First, you have to shut off all the electricity.
你要进行大手术的时候，你先打麻醉药吧。
The first you go to operation, you have to go through anesthesia first.
耶稣说，我们要先求神的国和神的义。
Jesus said that first we have to seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
先找到神的意思。
First, seek His will.
次序不对，我们就无法承担。我们所要的东西。
If without this order, we were not able to bear what we have to face.
我的太太 Michelle 喜欢做蛋糕。
I see Michelle like to baking cake.
我前面很搞不懂，她经常跑到外面的家里买回来一大堆不同的容器。
In the past, I don't understand, but she bought a lot of utensil, a lot of utility stuff for the cake, for baking the cake.
等到她花了好多好多的时间准备好那个蛋糕的面糊之后，我才发现一件事情。
And when she making the cake and the batter and everything else, and then now, then at that point, I will understand why.
原来做好之后还是需要容器，没有容器，前面所有做所有花的时间，所有的材料，一切都白费。
Because you need all the container to put in the batter, everything else. Because you don't do it, it's a waste of time.
我们总不能把那个蛋糕的面糊捧在手上，伸进烤箱去烤吧。
We cannot just using a hand and put the batter into the oven and let it bake.
同样的，神要先预备好他儿女心中的容器，然后才赐给我们所需要的。
The same way that God had to prepare all His children, the vessel in all His children.
神为了我们的好处，不会立刻把我们所求的给我们。
God would not, because of our, for us, of our own good, He would not give to us whenever we ask for it.
甚至会用各样的方式拦阻我们去达到我们所要的。
He uses a different way to mean to block us to get the things that we want to have.
免得我们受到极大的痛苦跟伤害。
So that we will have a lot of suffering and pain.
实际上，这世界上已经告诉我们很多的例子了。
Actually, in this world, we have a lot of example.
多少拉头的赢家到最后是破不是破产就自杀来收场。
We see a lot of lottery winner at the end of it, they will commit suicide and then they will have bankruptcy.
多少人他能够一步登天，结果最后穷困潦倒，妻离子散。
A lot of people want a quick fast way to climb the stairs, and at the end of it, they will be poor.
旧约里面有个寡妇，她有。当他度到一个日子，是他穷到他债主要来抓他两个儿子去当奴隶去抵债。
In the Old Testament, there's a widow. She is so poor that her two sons was become a slave to repay the debt that she has.
这个时候，这个寡妇就要求当时的先知以利沙来求帮助。
At that point, this widow asked for a prophet named Elijah for help.
结果这以利沙没有设法给他钱。
At that point, Elijah did not give her the money.
Elijah
did not give her the money.
他没有立刻解决他现在面对的一个困境。
He did not resolve the current debt problem at that time.
他就跟他说：“你现在跑到你的街坊邻舍，你跟所有的邻居去，把所有的罐子、瓶子，所有可以。”空的容器全部借回家。
He told her that you go to your neighbor and ask for all the container as much as you can and bring it back home.
然后把你们家剩下一点点的那个油的那个瓶子开始倒油到每一个瓶子里面。
And then start pouring with your own bottle of oil that you have at home and keep on pouring for each vessel.
这个寡妇就凭着信心去做了这件事情。
And this widow, with his faith, little faith, and he do that. She did that.
果然，她开始倒的时候，这个油不停，就一直滴出来，一直滴到所有的容器都满了为止。
And the honest is that all the oil would not stop flowing from that little bottle of hers.
于是她能够卖这些油，把所卖的收入不但能够还债，还能够度日。
She filled up all the container. Not only that, she can able to sell all the oil and then repay the debt and also make a living out of it.
弟兄姊妹，我们要先求神的义，神的法则。
Brother and sister, we have to first seek His kingdom and His way.
神要借着我们求的这个过程开始预备我们，也扩充我们。
God would use it, this process when we're seeking it will prepare us and then expand us.
最终神所赐的恩典的多少乃在于我们凭信心准备了多少瓶子。
How much grace God given to us is depend on how many bottle of a vest, container we prepare for it.
对的一个心态的次序带来神丰富的祝福。 The right order will bring forth the abundant blessing of God. 先也是第一的意思。
First is the meaning of first.
天天醒来第一个意念就是先。
When we wake up in the morning, the first concept should be first.
这个先会主导我们那一天的心情。
This first will be control our thinking, our feeling on that day.
不是吗？
Is it true?
你们每天早上，如果我早上一起来，我说，哎呀，又是倒霉的一天。
What happened if you wake up in the morning and the first thing you think to yourself, oh, not a bad day?
我要跑到公司去面对不喜欢我的人，我也不喜欢他。
I have to go to the work and I don't like them and they don't like me.
那我那一天所遇见所有的人，我都会觉得他脸是很臭的。
Whenever I see all those people, I found that they don't look that great.
人家也觉得我脸很臭。
They look at me and it says they smelly face.
Frown face.
Yeah,
导致这个就导致了一个恶性循环。
Those is make a vicious cycle.
如果我今天早上一起来说，我是神的儿子，我今天起床了。
So first thing you do is when you wake up, I'm a son of God. I mean, a children of God. I woke up.
然后我今天一天有神国的国度的事情要去处理。
I have to take care of God's kingdom of God.
有福音要传。
I need to spread the gospel.
我那一天的举止一定不一样。
Then that day will not total difference.
耶稣、彼得、保罗、执事腓力，还有许许多多神的仆人。
As a lot of God's servants, including Paul.
他们可以随时随地的活出福音。传讲福音。
They can able to spread the gospel in any circumstances.
因为神的旨意是他们每日第一思考的意念。
Because God's will is the first thing they think about when the first thing in the morning.
第三个重点，这边说你要先求。
The third thing is that you have to first seek. However,
在中文这边又漏翻了一个字，应该是但要先求。
In the Chinese is leaving out one word, but actually is however.
耶稣非常了解我们人是软弱的。
Jesus know we are weak.
但是耶稣在这边跟我们说，但要先求神的国和神的义。
Jesus say in here, however, first seek his kingdom.
求在这边是一个命令语气。
And it is, when you seek, it is an imperative move.
所以我们实际上是被命令要寻求神的国和神的义的。
Since God commands us to seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
然而耶稣在这边说，但你们要。
But however, Jesus in front of is saying, however.
也就是说，实际上，他把选择权给我们了。
Actually, he put the decision, give it to us. We should decide what should we do.
是我们决定。
Is we have to decide.
要不要先求神的国和神的义。
Whether we should seek His kingdom or His righteousness.
还是说我们决定要把我们的眼光定睛在那些让我们纠结忧虑的事情上面。
Or we will decide to put our focus on the stuff that will give us anxiety and worries.
让那些东西来掌管我，驱导我，引导我每天的方向。
Or this kind of worries and affecting our direction, our path of that day.
多少时候我们巴不得神能够改变外在的环境和条件。
Many times we wish that God would change our circumstances.
把难处移走。
Take away the challenge.
但是神却要我们先改变自己。
But God first wants us to change ourselves.
不是改变外面。
It's not changing the environment.
因此耶稣教导我们祷告说。
Therefore, Jesus teaches us how to pray.
我们天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Jesus said that, Our Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
然后才说，我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
Then he said that all our needs and daily bread, please give it to us.
神要我们提升我们的眼光，有神儿女的把握和地位跟信心。知道他是我爸爸，才是首先要做的事情。
God wants us to elevate our horizon, to knowing that we should have our faith and our we are the children belong to Him, that He is a Father.
We are
His children.
We are
princes, prince.
We should
get a provision from heaven.
When
we first seek His kingdom and His righteousness,
神就借此来扩充我们信心的器皿,
God, through that, God will expand the vessel in our heart, for vessel of faith in our heart.
当都准备好的时候, 祂恩典一来临的时候,
so when is everything prepared and then His grace up on us,
一切就水到渠成,
everything will be up on us and will be overflowed with His mercy.
在马太福音第七章, 也就是下一章的时候, 耶稣继续说, 寻找就必寻见。
In Matthew, the next chapter, He said that we seek, we will be fine.
我们寻找神的国, 神就应许我们, 我们一定找得到。
If we seek God's kingdom, we will find it.
因为同时神也正在寻找, 愿意寻找他的人。
Because God also wants to seek the people who are seeking after Him.
2007年 新加坡 Charter 公司, 那个公司想派一个非常出众, 杰出的工程师, 到 Fishkill, IBM Fishkill 这边来做事。
In 2007, there's a Singapore Charter Company sent a really outstanding engineering to the Fishkill to work here.
因为那个时候他们公司跟IBM有一个合作的计划。
Because it's cooperate between that company and IBM.
对这个工程师来说, 这是一个大好升迁的机会。
That to that person engineering, this is a great promotion.
但是对这工程师来说, 他面对一个很大的苦恼。
However, to this engineering, they have facing a difficulty at that point.
因为他有几个女儿分别在刚刚上高中, 然后初中, 然后小学。
Because he had a couple of daughters, and one is high school, one is middle school, and then it's a big challenge for them.
那个时候你要换环境, 尤其从新加坡过来,
at that point, you had to move from Singapore to here. It's a big challenge.
对青少年实在是一个很大的挑战。
It's a big challenge for those kids.
如果你是父母, 你会苦恼吗?
If you are the one of the parent, what you do, will you be anxious about this?
他在新加坡得知我在 IBM Perkins 上班。
I work in IBM, and he work in Singapore. No, I'm working in IBM.
不知道是怎么样一个情况, 他也得知我的小孩子的年纪也跟他小孩子差不多, 他就跟我联络上。
Don't know why, but somehow he got know me, and then know that I have kids of almost similar age as his kids, so he connected to me.
所以经过好几次长途电话, 他从新加坡打电话给我。
He called me all the way from long distance from Singapore to me.
为他的 女儿的要上学已经环境的事情，她非常的苦恼。
We worry and then anxious, don't know what to do with her daughter coming to the United States.
后来她决定先到美国两个礼拜, 先看了环境跟我联络, 然后再做决定。
So he decided to come to America just for 2 weeks and see what the environment is like, and then decide what to do.
一到美国, 我们就约着吃饭。
Up to come to the United States, we come and have dinner together.
那理应吃饭的当中, 我们应该谈什么?
Well, in the middle of the dinner time, what should we talk about?
孩子嘛, 学区嘛,
it's about school, 教育嘛, and about education and about children.
但是很奇怪, 当我们一吃饭的时候,
but strangely, once we sit down and talk start talking,
结果花大部分的时间在讲神的恩典。
The most of the time we talk about how God grace and in our lives.
然后讲到福音的需要,
and how other people need the gospel.
然后他就回新加坡了。
At the end of it, he returned back to Singapore.
过几个月他寄email过来说, George,
a few months later, he sent me an email saying, George,
我不再挂虑女儿上学的事了。
I'm not no longer worried about my kids' education.
你也不用挂心了。
You shouldn't be worried too.
我说发生什么事?
I said, why? What's going on?
他说我决定辞职了。
I decided to quit my job.
我现在要进神学院为神国服事。
I'm going to go to seminary to serve the kingdom of God.
同年我也进了神学院。
In the same year, I also went into seminary.
我后来想想，如果他那个时候决定过来
，I come to think about if he decided to come to United States at that time.
IBM Fishkill 最近几年到底发生多少事
？IBM Fishkill, so many things happened in the past few years.
但是他先想到神的国。
But first, he think about God's kingdom.
我最近跟他联络的时候。
Recently, I just talked to him.
他已经拿到两个神学学位。
He had two degree of from a seminary.
同时，他也寄照片给我看他们全家一起在教会服侍的快乐。
And also, he sent me all the pictures of his family and how happy they are serving the God in the church.
我上个礼拜跟他联络的时候，他说他在正在印度宣教。
And the last time I talked to him, he was doing missionary work in India.
我们纪念神，神一定纪念我们。
We remember God, God will remember us.
一定会应付我们地上的需要。
Will provide what we need in on earth.
圣经上说，有谁当兵自备粮饷呢？
In the Bible, saying that the soldier who will a soldier prepare their own provision?
让我们把自己交托给神。
Let's put ourselves into God's hand.
他必会看顾我们。
He will look after us.
赐给我们国家级的应许。
Give us a heavenly provision.